Well, I hope and pray you're doing well as we come to a time, what we call the 12 days of Christmas, the time of Christmas Day to Epiphany, January the 6th. So we're still in the Christmas season. And what do we think about during Christmas? We think about the birth of Christ, naturally, and he had came to save the lost, and we're grateful for that. We know that he came, and he lived among us. But consider what it means for the Son of God to become Emmanuel, being translated, God with us. Think of what he gave up for you and me. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and though he was rich, yet he was, for your sake, he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9. Wow. Many times people who don't even know Jesus extol his greatness and they say how great he is, yet they overlook the very realities that he made him truly great. It was the incarnation which we celebrate. He did remarkable things for us. He accepted a servant's place. He entered a sinful world. He adopted a selfless attitude. And then, you know, we think of our mind and we think, wow, that's an incredible thing that you've given to us, Lord, how we can rationalize things and think about things and even hold memories, both good and bad. And, you know, it's a challenge. But what about the mind of Christ? You see, for followers of Christ, this speaks deeply to our own attitudes towards life. I like what it says in Romans 8:29. We find the ultimate goal of our rescue clearly stated. For those whom he foreknow, he predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be firstborn among the brethren. Wow, that's all of us. We're all brothers and sisters in the Lord, and that would be wonderful to have the mind of Christ. Amen? And we do have it, because we have been rescued to be like Jesus. So with that in view, the Apostle Paul launched into a very different and highly theological telling of the Christmas story, with a similar challenge. It says in Philippians 2:5, have this attitude or mindset in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus. So when we understand who Christ is and what he left and how he came, Christ's mindset is a clearly one of servanthood, self-sacrifice, long before he took on the basin and the towel to wash the disciples' feet. Long before he went to the cross, he was allowing himself to be the sacrificial Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world, John 1:29. So you see, Christ's sacrifice and servant heart are first seen in eternity past as he chose to set aside his rights and privileges as God to come in the essence of a slave. That's hard to fathom, isn't it? How could that mindset be expressed in our own lives, into our heart, into our relationship, into our attitude? This should be our greatest desire and longing, that our God, by his Spirit, would build into this mindset, the mindset of servanthood, the mindset of self-sacrifice, the mindset of who Christ came and why he came. It's a challenge, no doubt about it. This thing called faith is not easy, but faith without works is dead, as James says. So we need the faith to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. All I ask and all God ever asks is to be like him. All through life's journey from earth to glory, all I ask is to be like him. Well, Father, we thank and praise you for so many things. We thank you for the time together on the online service. We thank you for lifting up prayers and joys and concerns. And I talked to Doug Marsh yesterday, I believe it was, to see how Sylvia was doing. And she's doing well. She's a little forgetful about some things, and it's kind of, I think about, well, at her age, that's probably, but then I think about how forgetful I am. But just to make light of the situation, she's doing well, and we're grateful for Doug and Debbie taking good care of her. So we lift up all the joys and all the concerns and all the praises that are on our prayer chain there and our prayer line that's in the bulletin. We do lift up Tina Tucker, Tina 2 as we affectionately call her. Her father passed away over Thanksgiving week, and we had his memorial service the other day. And even though it's a joy to be able to know that her dad is safely home with the Lord and her mother, it's still hard. So we want to keep Tina Tucker and Greg in prayer. So with that, we never really ever get any emails or people call up on the phone and say, hey, I'd like to add so-and-so to the prayer line or this and that. We would welcome that. Phil is always anxious to receive them, and you can get them to me by phone or text or email or from the website. It is a lot of information on that website. So hope and pray that you take advantage of it. There's a really good thing. And whether you're listening online or if you're even coming to 11 o'clock service, check out the website. I think you will find it to be a real blessing. So with that, we know that we can talk directly to God. And that is the mind of Christ, that you can be able to be in the presence of God through Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit. And Jesus went off by himself an awful lot during his 3 years of ministry. And the disciples one day said, Lord, what do you do when you go off by yourself like that? He said, well, I'm tired. I need a little bit of rest. But then I talk to the Father. Talk to the Father? Yeah. What does that mean? That's prayer. Can we talk to the Father? And he said, you sure can. And use this prayer as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless. Have a wonderful day.